rings and word sheets at the back of the church and in the welcome space. So on the theme of today's service, those sheets are. So if anybody wants them, feel free to go and use them. Anyway, let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, help us to follow in the footsteps of the Magi and to come and worship you and your Son Jesus. Amen. I'll start with a question. How many kings followed the star to Bethlehem? Well, actually, that's a trick question. Whatever the Magi were, they weren't kings as we know kings and queens today. So the answer to the question is zero. There weren't any kings. And in the carol we sang, We Three Kings from the Orient Are, the kings are being used symbolically and as an allusion to the prophecy from Isaiah that Derek read to us. Well then, there weren't any kings. How many wise men were there? Well, that's also a rather misleading question, because Matthew and his original readers certainly wouldn't have regarded the Magi as wise, even if 2,000 years later we've come to recognize their wisdom. The traditional belief is that there were three Magi because they gave three gifts to the infant Jesus. But Matthew doesn't actually give a number, and he doesn't say they were men, though for cultural reasons that does seem likely. So if the Magi weren't kings or wise men, who were they? For Matthew's Jewish readers, the word Magi would have had very negative connotations. It's likely that they came from the east, perhaps from somewhere near modern-day Baghdad. The Magi were sorcerers and astrologers, very much involved in the occult. They may have been advisors to kings and political wheelers and dealers. Indeed, the word Magi is the source of our English words magic and magician. So Matthew tells us that somehow, by a star, God revealed Jesus to pagan astrologers who then traveled many miles to worship him. It's hard to think of a modern equivalent of the Magi, but certainly the story of the Magi would have horrified many of Matthew's Jewish readers. Who were amongst the first people led by God to come before Jesus in worship? Not the people you'd expect, but people who are regarded as dubious foreigners from afar, people who are outside the recognized boundaries of God's people. Matthew wants us to know that God's kingdom is open to everyone in the whole wide world, not just to people like us. And we must be willing to reach beyond what we are used to, because God is at work there, moving beyond our boundaries of culture, language, politics, and worldview. So the Magi saw the star and followed it. They set off on a journey of some 300 miles, eventually arriving in Jerusalem. They arrived at the court of King Herod, believing that this was the most likely place that they would find a king. They asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." That was a very dangerous question to ask. It was political dynamite. For Herod was a cruel tyrant, distrustful, jealous and brutal, ruthlessly crushing any potential opposition. He constantly feared conspiracy and would stop at nothing to stay in power. Herod did not take kindly to the possibility of there being another king of the Jews. So Herod summoned the chief priests and teachers of the law, who found an Old Testament prophecy that said that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And to Bethlehem the Magi went. What is the response of the other people involved? Well, the religious leaders did nothing. The lack of interest on the part of the chief priests is staggering. Why did they not go with the Magi? Perhaps they were not interested, or perhaps too scared of Herod. Whatever the reason, they missed the opportunity to worship the true God. A second kind of person who doesn't want to worship Jesus is the kind who is deeply threatened by him. That's Herod in this story. He was really afraid. So he lied to the Magi so he could find out where this baby was so that he could have him killed. The birth of the Saviour was met with indifference and hostility. We shouldn't be surprised if we meet the same response today. So it was the Magi, the outsiders, who followed the star to Bethlehem. And first of all, they bowed down and worshipped Jesus. Here they were, these international travelers, people of considerable wealth and social standing, bowing down before a child in a very humble home in Bethlehem. It must have been an amazing scene. The use of the word worship is significant here, because Matthew is making it clear that they weren't simply bowing before an infant king. They are worshipping the child as one worships God. In some remarkable way, they had grasped that this was no ordinary child. Do we, like the Magi, bow down and worship Jesus? Do we truly recognize who Jesus is? As well as worshipping Jesus, the Magi brought Jesus gifts. There's a lot of speculation about the significance of these gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were expensive gifts that guests might take when visiting royalty. Some commentators have suggested a deeper symbolism and spiritual meaning. The gold was a symbol of kingship on earth. Frankincense, a type of incense, was a symbol of deity, and myrrh, an embalming oil, was a symbol of death, perhaps foreshadowing Jesus' death on the cross. But whatever the case may be, the Magi offered him gifts that were fit for a king. And the question for us is this: what are we willing to offer Jesus? Do we gladly offer him our time, abilities, and money? And then the Magi returned home by another route, as it's translated in the New International Version, or more helpfully, in other translations, by another way. This may be a metaphor for the effect that finding Christ has on a person's life. We don't know the geographical route the Magi took home, but spiritually, they were changed by their journey. Matthew invites us to make the Magi story our own story too, to worship Jesus as King and to offer him the best gifts that we have. This story is essentially about foreign outsiders worshiping Jesus. The church doesn't just consist of people like us. We need to celebrate its rich diversity. And when the Magi worshiped Jesus, they were changed. Our own worship shouldn't be just about making us feel good. It should be about coming before Jesus and being changed. Like the Magi, let's seek Jesus in our journeys of faith and be willing to be changed. Amen.
Thank you, Trevor. We're going to respond singing our worship to the Christ child and singing of this true story of the Magi. Would you like to stand as with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold?